to Michael in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on 1460 AM. Michael, your question for Father Lundberg.
Hi, Father. Thank you.
Sure.
I'm trying to figure out and discern what God wants for me in my life right now. I've been married for 34 years, and my wife and I have been celibate for the last 6 years, and I don't like that environment.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to daily mass for 2 years, praying on this and trying to figure out what to do, and I'm just not happy. I don't know what to do.
Sure. That's a powerful question. I'll try to tackle a couple things here. Without knowing more, for sure on one level there can be periods at times in a couple's life where for a variety of reasons they may not be intimate, and that can be because of problematic situation. So on that level, as a person who made a commitment, a promise to celibacy, you know, we can only live that state with the grace of God. So, you know, you keep praying, in this difficult time, you come closer to our Lord, especially in the Eucharist, and you be honest with Him, vent with Him, talk about your frustration. Again, turn to Our Lady, ask her to help you in the situation. And this might sound strange, but I would suggest you consider praying to two people, St. Joseph, because of the temporary situation you're in, and then St. John Paul II, we call him St. John Paul the Great at our high school, because of his great interest in human love and married love. And ask him for healing, because we're body and soul, and there can be natural and supernatural solutions to problems in marriage. It may involve, you know, some kind of counseling, or maybe, you know, seeking some natural remedies of conversation or insight from somebody who can help maybe with the breakthrough and what some of the difficulties are. And the problems may be deeper, that go back some time, that need some work. But then there's the supernatural solution of praying and asking God for a healing. You know, I don't know if you know anybody in your area who has a legitimate healing ministry. Some priests or religious lay people, even under the guidance of the church, have healing ministries. You can ask for prayers. You can contact local convents or anywhere around the country, ask them to pray for healing in the marriage. But a spiritual healing can happen as well over time, because the decision to choose to be celibate among a couple can happen for a lot of reasons, but in cases like this, yeah, it's a total hardship. And I don't know, I don't have a crystal ball, I don't know, you know, right now what God's will is for the rest of your marriage, but it's not wrong to ask Him to make a change and bring a breakthrough as well.
Okay, Micah?
Okay, because, you know, I guess He's asking me to carry my cross, and this is the cross that He's given me, but I just don't know.
Right. I mean, on one level, it could be a temporary cross, obviously, that's going on for a variety of factors that we can't cover, unfortunately, on the radio. But at the same time, too, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a permanent situation. I can't know that. And what the devil will do is the devil will rub salt in our wounds and our fears, and he will try to... We want clarity. When you see like a pond or a lake and the water is very still and clear, you can see down to the bottom. But when there's a storm and everything's stirred up, we can't see with any clarity. And so when we're anxious, when we're in a difficult situation, when you're carrying a big, heavy cross like this, it can be hard to have clarity in our soul. So time spent in prayer, reading, getting spiritual advice from a priest or a spiritual guide, you know, who's solid and Catholic, who you trust, and then also seeking some natural solutions as well, can all contribute to having more clarity about what's the next step that you should take to try to see the situation improve.
Thank you, Michael.